This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
A little bit better than I used to be, because I'm alive.
All right, let's get serious. The authoritarian, lying swindler, the pig creature, the man that believes he's born to rule you and your family, has come out in Ohio and said that Caitlin Bennett and InfoWars are white supremacists after he had her, as a reporter, thrown out of his rally for absolutely no reason. What a dangerous dirtbag. And by calling her a white supremacist with these CBS TV shows where they say go out and assault Nazis, he's calling for Caitlin Bennett to be shot or stabbed or murdered. The assaults on conservatives is already over the top. Bernie Sanders is a Weatherman-loving terrorist. Bernie Sanders is a clear and present danger to this country and the world. And our putting up with this degenerate criminals' activities, swindling colleges, swindling, never having a paying job in his life until he was 40, it just shows how weak we are, that this bug-eyed criminal, this charlatan, is taking over our society, and Fox News with Shep Smith and Neil Caputo and all these cowards who want to control conservatives won't even let French officials or the head of the Catholic League point out that ISIS said they'd blow up Notre Dame last week, and they've attempted to blow it up before, and they've done no investigation, but they're told Islam isn't violent. And Bernie Sanders says open our borders to Islam as well. So here is this anti-American filth, this enemy of everything that's good, Bernie Sanders, the tip of the globalist spear, on Fox being worshipped with a hand-picked group of stoolies and minions praying for free stuff from this criminal. Here it is.
I want to ask the audience a question, if you could raise your hand here. A show of hands of how many people get their insurance from work, private insurance, right now. How many get it from private insurance? Okay. Now, of those, how many are willing to transition to what the senator says, a government-run system?
And right before that, you're going to get free health care. You're going to get free school. You're going to get free housing. You're going to get free health care. And there's going to be reparations. Every white baby born is a criminal that needs to pay money. One of my good friend's newborn babies from all the respiratory problems is on a respirator right now. That baby, according to me, Bernie Sanders, is guilty. Now, seriously, one of my friends has a really sick baby from all the stuff in the air, all the mold, all the deadly fungus. Pray for him. Pray for past baby, but little buck. But it's just so sick. You know, I was thinking about how reparations is a new form of slavery. Something like 98% of people in this country have no ancestors even connected to slavery. But what if their daddy was a slave master? They had nothing to do with it. Since when are you guilty for what your grandpa did or your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa back eight generations did? That's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great. That's a lot of greats. That's crazy. Hell, once you've already served your time, you supposedly. I mean, if you had the slaves and served time for it.
But it doesn't matter. Bernie Sanders knows. And he's going to do it. Give me all your money or you're racist. I'm going to swindle your country because I am better than you. Understand? My whole life, I was going to get you in a corner and kick your teeth in. And I'm going to do it. We're going to gut this country and starve you Christians out. and you're going to work in slave camps just like in Russia for me. I am V.I. Lenin reborn. I am Bernie Sanders, and I will kill this country.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view, I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Joined us on this live Tuesday, April 16, 2019, global transmission. CNN, MSNBC, NPR, all the usual state-run media, globalist-run media, collaborator media is saying, don't question fire, don't question arson, don't question Islam. Even though ISIS and Al-Qaeda said they were going to blow up Notre Dame and tried a few times, and were saying just last week they would, and are now celebrating it. No, because Islamic terror doesn't exist. And French officials are being thrown off the air. The head of the Catholic League is being thrown off the air, even on Fox News, because they're saying, look, no one's investigated, but it's official. You do not say it could be arson. That's just the way it is. Get used to it, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely amazing that we have gotten to this point. And I have a map here that we're posting up to Infowars.com. Notre Dame was the 875th church to have been vandalized in France this year alone. It was just vandalized last week. In the last 4 years, these are the attacks on French churches. Christians everywhere pray. Our faith is the number one persecuted religion in the world at this time. Well, let's not just believe Kaya Jones, who did put up that official attack on churches map put up by the French government. I actually have CBN News and I have the UN saying attacks on Christians have doubled the last 5 years and account for almost 80% of the attacks on religious groups, period, worldwide. So Christians are being annihilated. Christmas is under attack. The family's under attack. But don't worry. Fox News now makes jokes about there is no war on Christmas. Amazing. Churches desecrated in ongoing attacks across Europe, CBN. Over 1,000 of them this year. Have a nice day. ISIS fanatics revel in Notre Dame's destruction, describing it as punishment. Just a few weeks ago, they said they would attack it. And of course, it happened around Easter. Alarm was raised 23 minutes before the Notre Dame blaze was detected. That's right. Cell of French women guided by ISIS behind failed Notre Dame attack. The Guardian. Oh. But that was a couple years ago. A cell of women posing as Catholics attacking. Oh, but don't look at it. Was this same shell group involved now? We know the feminists come out with their bare breasts and go, Allah Akbar, la, la, la. They go get sexually mutilated and they just revel in men bats, you know, backhanding and breaking their noses. They go, you hate the West, break my nose, please. And they just go, ah, they go, oh, 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 oh. Because they're not feminists, they're West haters. They hate their daddy that was so nice to them. A cell of radicalized French women guided by Islamic State commanders in Syria was behind a failed terror attack near Paris Notre Dame Cathedral last weekend and planned another violent attack this week before they were intercepted by police, the Paris prosecutor said. But now some of those same prosecutors are saying they think this is an Islamic attack. But don't worry, Shep Smith says, no, you don't. Islam is peace. Well, Shep, I'm not against you that you're gay. That's fine with me. But if you went to one of these Islamic countries you're defending, they'd murder you, Shep. But you don't care. You love it because you hate America. That's your religion. The woman, aged 19, 23, and 39, were arrested a small town 19 miles southeast of Paris on Thursday night after they were linked to a discovery of a car parked with gas cylinders parked near the cathedral last weekend. Officials said the women had been planning an imminent attack against the busy Gare de Lyon station in Paris and were stopped after a police and intelligence operation described it as a race against time. Christians are the most persecuted religion in the world, reveals new report by the UN. Just thought I'd show you that since I mentioned this out of the Express UK. An ISIS plot to blow up Notre Dame Cathedral and rule the world, the Daily Beast, 2 years ago. But see, now it's not a big deal. You see, do not ask questions. Do not ask questions. Do not ask questions. Oh, meanwhile, YouTube came out. And just like when Brennan, the former head of the CIA, went in front of the CFR a few years ago. Katie Bravo was playing this on his show last week when I was in L.A. I'd seen the text and the transcript on CFR.org, but I didn't know he'd actually done a press conference. And he's like, yeah, we're controlling the weather, but a lot of governments don't like it, so we keep most of it secret. We're spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salt in the sky, high altitude aerosol injection. We're going to totally control the weather now with the chemtrails. And they put an Encyclopedia Britannica thing under it saying, it's only ice crystals, this doesn't exist. So when they admit it, because they can't hide it, they still put a little factoid saying it's not true. So, some people were questioning this as a possible arson yesterday. So the little Southern Poverty Law Center folks that actually admittedly hired 10,000 of it, YouTube, didn't know what to do. They said, so let's just put a message up that 9/11 wasn't an inside job. They go, what fits best as a factoid? Don't investigate his arson. Don't say Islam could do this, even though they said they're going to do it. Okay, well, people question 9/11. So let's just put under this, it doesn't even fit. It's like a round peg in a square hole. Let's just say, you know, it makes no sense that don't say 9/11 is a conspiracy theory. And people are like, what does this have to do with this? Exactly. They've got such stupid SJWs in there that people are all over the place questioning because a big building's burning on TV for 6 hours. Is it arson? Is it an electrical fire? Was it construction? Is it an Islamic terror attack? We don't know. It's totally normal to speculate. The fires weren't even out. And then they're going, no, no, no. You don't question. We don't know what it is, but we know it's not arson and we know it's not Islam because Islam doesn't ever do anything violent. And as Bernie Sanders said, white people do not know what it's like to be poor. We played the newscast earlier. Bernie Sanders, who had a reporter thrown out of a public event that they announced was public, says that she is a white supremacist. Yeah, I think it's time to have old Robert Barnes file a lawsuit on old Sanders. Old Sandy. Old Sandy is white to rule. One ring to rule them all, and in the darkness bind them. Born to rule. Can we put that butt-toothed demon chipmunk back on screen, please? For TV viewers, remember we're a radio show that is simulcast. I am your boss. Hello, I'm here to babysit your children. My. Oh, let me take care of that for you. I am Bernie Sanders. We're going to go to break. Caitlin Bennett's coming on. Then we have a reporter from Europe, Leo Zagami, and so much more. And I intend to open the phones up and get your take on this. But don't you question or say it might be arson or might be Islamic, even though the local police say that, because you're not allowed to. BuzzFeed says we're not allowed to. That's why they're calling for us to be taken off the air right now on NPR this morning, because we questioned it. You don't do that. Only NPR does the thinking. And that nice, soft voice of Ka, go to sleep. Let me hypnotize you. Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements because we're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel, we only do this once a year, annual super sale, all apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off, 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, $50 off on the Alexa Pure Breeze, in-home air filtration system that everybody should have, and so much more, and your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Canadian member of the Kent State Gun Girl. She posed with an AR-10 rifle at her Kent State graduation last year.
But yesterday, Caitlin Bennett says she was kicked out of the Bernie Sanders campaign event without explanation.
She spoke with Matt Stone today about why she thinks it happened.
Since Kent grad Caitlin Bennett took those gun pics on campus last year, she's been busy speaking out for conservative causes and recently being hired by the Infowars.com website as a reporter. That's why she showed up at the Bernie Sanders campaign stop in Lordstown, a rally that was supposed to be public.
I asked them, did I violate any rules? Did I do anything? Am I a disturbance? No, I was scrolling on Facebook. They simply didn't want me there because they know who I am. And I believe that event was staged. They had plants in the audience that were supposed to ask the questions. Bernie was scripted with the responses, and they didn't want anybody else to try to ask him questions.
Bennett says she would have asked Sanders if he supports free health care for illegal immigrants.
So I'm being ejected from a public event?
Instead, she says she was told to leave the public event, which she did, with no explanation as to why. She says she's never been a disturbance at any event she's covered before. We called the Sanders campaign to ask specifically why they had removed her, and they wouldn't answer the question directly. Instead, they gave us the following statement. We are disappointed the people of the Youngstown community are being shown on the local broadcast news content from InfoWars, a white supremacist platform that has been banned from YouTube, Apple, and Facebook for hate speech and targeting the parents of children who died in Sandy Hook.
Okay, so none of that is true. And now they can just add on. Now it's white supremacists, not just child endangerment or all these other things they've made up. And this is because they threw a woman who they know who she is. Her video has 12.7 million views on Twitter. It has millions of views on YouTube. That's way more than any of Sanders' videos do. She routinely has that many viewers, and they're scared of her. And so she was there just to show what he said. And to show what he did, and the police even said, we're sorry, they were acting as private security. We think this is wrong. We apologize. You've done nothing wrong. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, thrown out. And then their answer is to not just crap on Caitlin but and the First Amendment, but then rub it in and say that it's a white supremacist organization. It's lawsuit time, but we just don't have the funds. People need to support us. I mean, we've got to stand up against this monster. He is such an anti-American. He supports Venezuela. He supported Fidel Castro. He literally honeymooned in the Soviet Union. He was kicked off a commune in Israel because they said he wouldn't work and was fondling all the women. Look it up. I don't work. The women are mine. I sit here. I drink wine. And you do what I say. So, Caitlin, we salute you and your great work. You and, of course, Millie Weaver that were there. She was able to stay inside. But you are hitting the zeitgeist here every single time. And, of course, you're interviewing the local news. They did a pretty fair job. But white supremacists, I mean, it's just it's unbelievable what the Democrats do.
Well, what's really funny is that they say that it's a white supremacist platform. They're indirectly calling me specifically a white supremacist. And then CBS comes out with the show, The Good Fight, and they have on there punch Nazis. So what are they trying to say? They're calling me a white supremacist. That leads to violence. That leads to people getting punched and violently assaulted in public. So I don't know, do they want me to get hurt? Is this an indirect way of saying go out and hurt Caitlin Bennett? There's so many levels to this. But I think the most amazing part of the statement is that they're disappointed that the people of Youngstown are being shown content from InfoWars. they don't want people to watch InfoWars, and you have to wonder why. They don't want the truth getting out to these people.
You know, you just hit the nail on the head, as you always do. They're saying, we are disappointed they are looking at that content that was raw, unedited footage of us throwing a woman out, a female reporter, a bunch of men, for no reason. I mean, exactly. It's just raw footage. You're a reporter. And just because they say we're white supremacists or did these things we didn't do doesn't matter. But even if we did, CNN helped lie about the WMDs and the babies in incubators that killed millions. They helped lie and try to start race wars. So by that yardstick, no one should be able to even see CNN. But see, CNN has to pay hotels and train stations and airports to make people watch it. It's different with InfoWars and the great Caitlin Bennett.
It's really disappointing, and I feel if there's any viewers from Youngstown out there, this should really concern you. It should concern everybody that the Bernie Sanders campaign is blatantly saying they don't want people to watch InfoWars, and it's a good point. It was unedited. It was uncut. It was just a video filmed on a phone because we didn't go in there with camera equipment. We just went in there to listen and ask a question, but of course, they felt threatened just by my presence, and I'm surprised that they didn't notice Millie because she was right in front of me. So if it was invite only, Millie would have been kicked out too. Right away. She ended up getting kicked out later. But, you know, they fling those words around white supremacist, Nazi. That's one thing. But to blatantly say that they don't want the people of Youngstown to be watching InfoWars is completely different. There's so many levels to this statement. It's a short statement, but there's so many levels that you really just have to dissect it because there's a meaning in each sentence that they say.
That's right. And it's the standard Democrat Party line is you're not allowed to see InfoWars. We're for censorship. We kicked her out. We didn't let her cover the event, and now we don't want you to show the public what happened. But it looks like the local news station, to their credit, did not buy into this bull and saw through it.
Oh, yeah, they completely said, you know, here's the statement. And I love that they added in there, they didn't answer the question directly of why she was kicked out. I'm so glad they put that in there. They were very respectful when they came to interview me, very non-biased. And
they just,
you know,
Sanders dehumanized you. And we see with Gamergate and all this where they say, oh, we want all the heroines, all the heroes to be women. We want women in command. Great. I've got three daughters and one son. I want women to do anything my son can do or greater. The point is that the left just thinks they own black people and women, and minorities is what it comes down to. And then when it really comes to women being empowered, they treat women like absolute crap, I've noticed, when Trump's put more women in power than any other president ever.
Well, they do that to Candace Owens, but Candace Owens really, you know, stuck the middle finger up to Congress when they were trying to beat her down and lie about her. It's amazing. And it's a double whammy because she's a black woman, so they really don't like it when she's out there proving them wrong, proving that they don't have to be Democrats, and they don't like it, so they have to make sure they shut them down. What's funny is if Bernie and his campaign just let me sit in the audience, I wouldn't have gained 12,000 new followers. This wouldn't have gotten the attention of millions of people, and it wouldn't even be a story right now. So they're so stupid that they don't understand. Just let people listen. Just let people watch. Don't be the cause of a disturbance, because if anything, they disturbed their own event, because instead of what Bernie was saying being on the news, it's what his campaign staff did against me that's on the news. And they shoot themselves in the foot every time.
And you're well-spoken. You're a lady, just like Millie Weaver. And you guys always knock it out of the park because you were calm. You were polite. They have nothing to claim you did that was wrong, no reason to censor you. And that's why they're paralyzed. So they go, okay, she's a white supremacist. When we come back, I want to give you a chance to speak directly to the Sanders campaign and to Sanders to retract this, because I'm not bluffing. I've sued a few people, looking at a bunch of other lawsuits, and I think this is one that needs to be done if Sanders doesn't retract saying we're white supremacists, because it's dangerous. And as you said, they have CBS shows saying attack Nazis. Well, if they say we're Nazis, we're going to get attacked. So Sanders, you're inciting violence against us and literally want us to be hunted down and killed. Shame on you, you authoritarian monster. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best
atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Is it all right to hit a Nazi unprovoked?
I was always taught to never throw the first punch, never instigate. Defend, but don't attack. But then I saw a video of the white nationalist Richard Spencer being punched in the face during an interview, and I realized Spencer was in a press suit, wearing a tie, being interviewed like his opinion mattered, like he should be considered part of the conversation, like neo-Nazism was just one political point of view. And then I realized there's no better way to show some speech is not equal. Some speech requires a more visceral response. It's like Overton's window. That's the term from which ideas are tolerated in public discourse. Well, Overton's window doesn't mean Unless it comes with some enforcement. So yeah, this is enforcement. It's time to punch a few Nazis.
Wow, that's CBS. So, CBS, your radio listener, has a new TV show coming out where it shows rioting whites and blacks beating up supposedly racist white people. Anybody in the news says is a Nazi. Then it shows real footage of white nationalists being physically attacked. Mr. Spencer, I don't agree with his views, but I believe in his First Amendment. And you've got this arrogant, aggressive, basically black racist nationalist trying to invoke a race war. So that's their answer to Trump being up in the polls. That's their answer to people rejecting open borders. That's their answer to globalism. And so Trump's like, here, you just take all the illegals in your city. Oh, no, it's a threat. It's dangerous. CBS drama, The Good Fight. Tweet with assassinate Trump. Oh, yeah. They're also tweeting assassinate Trump. CBS has mainline dinner time shows that you're supposed to turn on showing actors in simulated riots attacking white people, cut in with real footage of white people unprovoked being attacked. But it's okay because they're Nazis. And meanwhile, the whole leftist group is funded by George Soros, an actual Nazi collaborator. Well, what they're trying to do is to get enough dumb people to go out and attack white folks so white folks start shooting back so they can cause a civil war. So understand, the pawns in this are the minorities they're trying to manipulate. And the good news is, you go to any leftist event, it's 90% white. Bunch of professors trying to get blacks and others to riot. Remember the documents we got in January of last year? Now, 16 months ago? Secret internal George Soros documents from Alexander Soros. How to have professors dressed up in black in Maryland and other cities attack places. They had agreements with Starbucks, everybody. I always wonder why they knock over a trash can, attack Starbucks and McDonald's. They have pre-agreements. They won't press charges. And they talk about the scripting points. They are actors. But it's real attacks. You'll burn this trash can. You'll attack that. And then they're in blue cities where the police commanders are in on it, but the local low-level police aren't. Documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. Obama wanted to get nationwide martial law and stay in office, but he failed because black folks didn't riot the way they wanted to. Remember all the Trayvon Martin stuff, using any case they could, all the hyped-up stuff in Ferguson, all the weird buses pulling up with, you know, white professors going ding-dong, kill the cops, you know, deck the halls with dead cops, jingle bells, jingle bells. Remember all that? And the cops would get killed in Dallas. They get killed in areas of Louisiana, and they'd say, well, cops are bad. They deserve to die. When they start behaving better, they'll stop dying. The left thought that if they funded a bunch of cops getting killed, the cops would go into the Strong Cities Initiative in Obama to stop it. The cops didn't. The cops went from being somewhat lapdogs of the system to now being against it. So good job there. But then there's Caitlin Bennett. I haven't even counted up all the views she's got. 500 million, a billion views. I don't know by now. Almost everything she does gets a million views routinely every week, 15, 20 million views. Like she just got on this, just politely there. Grown men come over and say, get out of here. People laugh at her. Your kind didn't want it here. They throw her out. Now it's up to 13.1 million. That was 12.7 million just about 30 minutes ago. But about 20 million views right now total on that video of the InfoWars.com reporter, Caitlin Bennett. Can follow her at the Twitter site you see right there on screen. I'll give that up for radio listeners in a moment. But it doesn't matter, folks. The point is she has a home here at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, no matter what they do. But instead of saying, okay, what happened is wrong, they say, she is a white supremacist who is mean to Sandy Hook children. We are ashamed. No, that's true. We are ashamed that local news NBC would show the footage. Let us bully women and cover it up, or I call you Nazi. That's right. America defeated the Nazis. But I will say you are a Nazi if you don't do what I and my Nazi financiers say. So, Caitlin Bennett, I'm sorry. I will stop talking like Bernie Sanders. How would you like to respond to be targeted for death by Bernie Sanders? Would you like to give him a message?
I would. So this is directly for Bernie and his campaign. One, I reject the label of a white supremacist. It's absolutely disgusting. I have never aligned myself any of that ideology. And I think it's very dangerous to start calling private citizens a white supremacist. You're running for president. The last thing you should be doing is calling private citizens who are there to listen to your town hall meeting a white supremacist. We know what goes on. We know that violence is instigated towards people who are labeled white supremacists when they're not. Another thing you need to do is you need to answer the question directly. Why was I kicked out? Did I disturb anybody? Did I cause any type of uneasy feeling? Did you just not want me there? These are questions that need to be answered. If Trump can potentially be sued for blocking someone on Twitter because he is an elected official, he is the president, and you're barring somebody from hearing his message, then why is it I'm allowed to be ejected from someone's public event that's running for president? What are you so scared of that you don't want people to see InfoWars and their content? These are all questions that need to be answered from Bernie and his campaign, and a retraction needs to be issued for him calling me and calling InfoWars a white supremacist, and we are a white supremacist platform. So these are demands that literally need to be met, and they need to be met soon because it's disgusting. And like Alex said, maybe there'll be a lawsuit that's filed up.
And let's remember, they did this to Candace Owens last week. They said that she loved Hitler and had an edited tape when she's anti-Hitler and won a major lawsuit when white supremacists actually threatened her and threatened physical harm against her and things we won't get into in Connecticut because they settled the case. But I know her well. She's talked about the story she went through as a child and the fact that they would then try to say a black woman raised in the South with her grandfather grew up on basically a plantation, and then he raised her to say that she loves Hitler. This is the new thing by these monsters. They're just monsters.
What's sad is that it was Congress doing it. It wasn't even just the media. It wasn't even just people on Twitter, because that already happened with the media and Twitter against Candace. Now it's members of Congress doing it. These are our elected officials. These are people running our country, making laws, influencing people. I don't understand how we've got
to. Well, that's the playbook is race war. Look. The Christian ethos said open a society up, unify around values. The Democrats never liked that. They were the KKK. They said, oh, we can't beat this for now. Change the demographics, and then we think the minorities will be racist like us. And they just flipped to that new race paradigm. And whether it's Congressman Lou or Maxine Waters or Chuckie Schumer or any of these people, Michael Moore, it's total race-based class war. It's in the WikiLeaks. 3 years ago, they said, we're losing. We've got to escalate culture and racial conflict. And so that's why they've got CBS News showing black people beating up white people and saying, let's have a race war because there's Nazis everywhere. And then they're literally financed and run by a real-life Nazi collaborator. Caitlin Bennett, people can obviously follow you on Twitter. Your videos are posted at InfoWars.com, but I know you were talking about this a few weeks ago. You need to have your own big, clean website where everything Caitlin Bennett is. We need that for Millie Weaver. I've encouraged you guys to do that. So let's come back, though, and I want to play a few more clips for you and ask where you think all this is going. But where are some of the other places people can find Caitlin Bennett information?
So we have libertyhangout.org. It is a different website than InfoWars. All my stuff does go there as well. Liberty Hangout's YouTube channel, where we post all of our videos since InfoWars is banned. And then obviously InfoWars.com. You can find.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We're here from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Everybody should beware when you get some old weird con artist that's never had a private sector job in their life, didn't get a paycheck till they were 40, was kicked out of a kibbutz, out of a Jewish collective when he was over there in the 60s for being lazy, who had vacationed in the Soviet Union, getting free trips over there as a Russian spy, basically. I mean, you didn't get paid for trips over there to spend months unless you were on the payroll. He likes Venezuela. He likes Hugo Chavez. He likes Fidel Castro. He likes your money. He bankrupts colleges with his wife and steals the money. Oh, sorry. I'm going to stop doing his voice. It's just that this is a raving criminal loon calling Caitlin Bennett a white supremacist after he had her thrown out of his rally. And then meanwhile, free health care? Free education, free housing, and I agree with AOC. If you do not want to work, you do not work. But those of you that are not part of the inner party, work camps for you to teach you the joy of under my whip. Now, there's a story up on InfoWars.com. You've got Pelosi out saying AOC doesn't speak for us. There's only like five socialists in the leadership. Okay. Michael Moore destroys Pelosi.
Her old, tired, privileged ways are over.
You got more money than her, and you're like, you're missing any meals. Why don't you go to Venezuela and help them out? But it's just all whipping up a big Maoist operation. Well, this is funded by big mega banks that are tax exempt. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi needs to step aside and let the far left take over the Democratic Party, said far left filmmaker Michael Moore. It was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Moore tore into Pelosi after a 60 Minutes interview on Sunday where she bashed socialism and far left wing of her party. And he went on to say that socialism is the system. That's a story up on InfoWars.com. So going back to Millie Weaver, because this is such a big deal, they've really jumped the shark with you. And you know, you were the Kent State gun girl a year and a half ago. We got you on. You know, you're a woman. You're a citizen. It's legal to have, you know, the open carry. They try to demonize you. All these so-called feminists, you're calling your own shots in your own life. That's what they don't like. And modern feminists does what the establishment says. They're slaves. They're controlled by the system. But why is your work all going so viral and they don't know how to handle you? And where do you think this all goes now that you've graduated to white supremacist, according to Bernie Sanders?
I feel like my work is always going so viral because they don't know how to handle a college-educated woman.
And by the way, this is Caitlin Bennett, and I was mumbling words, and Millie Weaver. Go ahead.
Yes, I feel like they don't know how to handle a young woman who just got out of college that isn't conforming to modern feminism, like you said, who isn't conforming to the Democratic Party. I caused so much ruckus just from my speech and just from my activism being simple. It's flat out and simple, it's truth. They don't like it. So when they come out and they have someone who doesn't represent feminism because I don't have armpit hair flowing out of my tank top and my hair isn't half shaved and I don't have piercings all over my face, so I don't look like them. I almost feel like they're mad because I don't look like them because I don't, you know, tattoo my face and shave off my hair. So one, they're mad because I'm not ugly like them. And two, they're mad because I don't conform and represent what they want me to represent. And, of course, people love to hate on that. So they have to kind of push you down when they can't rise to your level and they can't be better than you. So they have to make sure I'm brought down, but I never am. What they don't understand is the more they attack me, the more people go to my page, the more people follow me, the more people I'm reaching, the more people I'm influencing. So they're doing me the biggest favor. And, you know, I think I've been called a white supremacist for probably 2 years now, even before I became the Kent State gun girl. And, you know, at first it really bothered me. But this is kind of a message to the listeners. You have to understand that you know that you aren't any of these labels that the left is going to throw at you. So reject them a couple of times, but don't spend too much time worrying about it, because they want to distract you from the truth of what's really happening. You want to talk about open borders and what's going on there. You want to talk about Islam and the dangers that are going on there with that religion. But they're going to call you white supremacist. Don't even touch on the subject. Say, no, I'm not. Let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about what's actually going on. It's a way to distract people and the population from talking about the truth and the dangers of certain ideologies and certain policies. Don't fall into that trap.
Caitlin, I totally agree with you, and our listeners should realize we're at the tip of the spear. We're fighting hard, and I really appreciate you and Millie Weaver and just the dynamic work you're doing that's made so many other conservatives and libertarians and nationalists jealous. And I'm just glad that you guys in the last year, with your great success, have not let that get to you. You didn't wait in line, as you said, and now you're getting more views than Ben Shapiro. So the establishment's pushing. You're not being pushed by the establishment, but the people like you. They like what they see, just a common sense, Midwestern young lady taking action, and we just salute the work you're doing. And I want to be able to put a couple more camera people with you and your team. I want to be able to fly you guys more places with a bigger budget. So I just want to encourage all the listeners, InfoWarsStore.com, get your toothpaste, get your coffee, get your fish oil, get your turmeric, Get your high-quality iodine. Get your air filtration. Get your water filtration. 50% off all ball caps and T-shirts and apparel. InfoWarsStore.com. And I know, listeners, you're awesome. Keep it up. But for those that haven't, that have been on the fence, that just take this show for granted, don't do it. DNA Force is selling out. Find out why it's so amazing. It's discounted. We've got the lowest price ever on a two-week emergency food supply in an amazing, totable, hard plastic, rubber container that's each meal vacuum sealed. It's super high quality. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I've got some really big scientific news I'm going to get to next hour. Dr. Nick Baggett said I've been saving up for when he was going to be in studio with us today. But just briefly, I wanted to hit this with you. Not that I'm that smart, but I've just figured out the ins and outs of this. The Mueller report is the culmination of an attempt to have a coup against the president that failed. So it was a fraud. They caught him, so they had to pull it back. They could never make anything up because there was nothing there. So obviously the report is going to then be an attempt to cover up of the illegal investigation, the illegal FISA warrants, and all the perjury to Congress. So I said 2 weeks ago and a week ago, I said, you Democrats better watch it. You want the full 400-page report put out, all the thousands of pages of index files that go with it. It's going to be a blueprint of your illegal spying and lying to Congress. Well, now they're basically going to release it, except for a few redactions of agents and people. Here's NBCNews.com. So next week's news today, InfoWars.com, I told you this, White House officials concerned about being exposed by report. And it's not just Trump officials that blew the whistle and spied on Trump and tried to have 25th Amendment coups. It's people going all the way back to Obama. This is all a serious situation. It's supposedly coming out in about 38 hours from now. What do you expect to be in here, Caitlin?
Well, I expect that the Democrats are going to be really upset. I think it's going to show that, you know, there wasn't any collusion with Russia. We know that there hasn't been, even though all these claims of evidence and, you know, it's crazy. So I think more so that's going to be more important than Trump and Russia are the Democrats and their spying on Trump and the campaign and perhaps their collusion with other foreign nations as well to try to unseat Trump, to try to rig the election. So I think they're going to be disappointed. I think they're scared. And when Attorney General Barr used the word spying, it got them all kind of rustling in their seats because they're scared. It's finally going to come out what the truth is.
You're absolutely right. Well, Caitlin, I know you don't want to tell people what you're doing next, but you and, of course, Millie Weaver and others are on fire. I mean, that term gets overused, but you are in fuego. So we'll all just be watching what you do on a routine basis at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And then on your own site, tell people about that the Liberty Hangout again.
Yeah, it's libertyhangout.org. It's just a website, and we kind of post articles, and every video will be in an article there.
It's not just the website. It's a badass place for a young lady and her fiancé and others are taking action, swinging for the fences and knocking home runs and grand slams. So as they try to censor the web, folks, back to websites, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, that local radio station. Tell people how you're listening. Support the station. Caitlin, we salute you. Great job.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see what she does next. All right. Coming in next, Dr. Nick Baggage in studio. How will the Empire strike back? We'll get his intel straight ahead. Stay with us.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.